Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to the Most High God. I'm not sure what the pause happened just now, but to God be the glory. No matter what, He is an awesome God. As we stand in His presence now, glorifying Him and thanking Him for all His great and mighty acts. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. He is worthy of the praise. I am so grateful for the God that we serve. And all glory to God, praise and honor and glory belong to Him. He has proven Himself so many times over and over and over in our lives. So we welcome you again to the Blog Talk Radio that you made your choice to rejoice and be glad in Him. And thank God, glory to God for Him bringing us back together again to stand in the gap to pray and encourage and enlighten and glorify His name in all that we do as we line ourselves up with His word. We bless Him because without Him we can do nothing, but through Him we can do all things. And I pray our choice is to rejoice, to hear and do what He requires of us to do. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. He is worthy, worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. In His presence is in fullness of joy. And He also let us know that He inhabits the praise of His people. Help us, God, to have our minds focused more and more to give praise and honor unto You instead of meditating on what we go through. Hallelujah. Because You are the source of our supply, and whatever we need is found in Your word. So help us to be the vessels that You're calling for in these last days to give You the glory and honor and praise, but also be the witness, hallelujah, to who You are, hallelujah, and whose we are in You. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And we don't want to be deceived, because God said, be not deceived, because God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. And we want to reap the blessings of the Lord by sowing seeds of righteousness and holiness. And whatever we do, that the light will shine through us and in us. Hallelujah. Of glory at God's goodness and His mercy and His grace. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we know there is a time that will come that the judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first begin at the house of God, if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel, the truth? God, help us to make sure that we are obeying and it not be lip service. Because You said in Your word, men please Me with their lips, but no, men praise Me with their lips, but their heart be far from Me. And praise God, that's not nothing that we want to do. We want to be able to hear You and obey You, but we must study and find out what Your word is saying so that we can live a life that's glorifying You and magnifying Your name. So God, help us to make You our choice and that we will rejoice, that we will obey, that we will submit. Hallelujah. You said even in Your word, hallelujah, Peter, if we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil and he will flee. So God, we have that opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, to live a life, hallelujah, that when we uplift Your name, we can come with clean hands. And You say the only one that's going to see God is you have to have a pure heart. And so, God, we ask You, Lord, to teach us the more how to have that pure heart by getting in Your word. Lord, let Your word get in us, standing on it, obeying, because You're not looking for people to make sacrifice. You're looking for us to be obedient
And then, Lord, whatever we sacrifice unto you, let these bodies be, glory to God, transformed by your word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, bless the Lord. As we prepare now, glory to God, we're going to go right on into our scripture reading. Bless the Lord out of Mark, no, Matthew. Praise the Lord while the others come on. We thank God for Mother Alexander and now Mother Willette. Praise on. And our scripture reading will be coming from Matthew 6 and 7th verse. It says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, but they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Praise the Lord. And we don't want to be walking, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, we just have be a lip service and sounding breath. We want to be able to walk, glory to God. When we pray, we're going to be praying wholeheartedly, Lord, from the Spirit to bless and for it to reach God and for God to be able to answer and making sure we're walking in forgiveness and walking in love in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come in your presence today, we come and thank God for Mother Mother McCormick coming on, even though she had some deep cleaning done, so her mouth is sore from those shots and that cleaning done, so she'll just be on listening. But we thank you for joining us now. God, continue to touch your body, healing and deliverance take place. Hallelujah. As we come in your praise, in your presence, glory to God, with thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, we glorify you for being able to come together and celebrate you and pray, glory to God, for those that are need of healing and deliverance, those, glory to God, that are walking in confusion and chaos and need, hallelujah, to hear from you, for their minds to be regulated. Come against the mental challenges that are going on in the world now from all, glory to God, the mass shooting, from the earthquakes, the fires, and the things that are going on with the storms, glory, and all these things in the element. And not only that, those spiritual storms that go on, the physical storms that people go on through in their lives. We're praying, glory, for those that don't have salvation or don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We're praying for people to have peace and for them to be able to walk in forgiveness and to put their trust in the Lord. We're praying for people to be inspired, to be encouraged, and be strengthened. For those, glory to God, hallelujah, that are challenged with things that are going on in their finances or in their homes and even in their marriages and in with their children and parents with children and children with parents. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for those that are prison and those that, glory to God, have been in situations where murder has taken place and other ones that are going through in various other crimes and situations. We are praying, glory to God, for every foul spirit and unclean spirit of the enemy that have people's minds tormented and got them, glory to God, going caught up in breaking these hideous crimes. Other ones, glory to God, just don't care. We come against the spirit of suicide. We come against, glory to God, those religious spirits and the confusion that's going on with the religion and also with the occult. We come against the spirit of prejudiceness in the name of Jesus and hatred. We pray, glory to God, against that stuff that's spreading like cancer, for even with the people shedding blood and it's running, glory to God, in the streets like water. All of it is satanic. We know in the name of Jesus it's from the devil. We come against that manipulating spirit, that controlling spirit, that compromising spirit, a spirit of confusion and chaos. We come against, glory to God, sexual perversion, the spirit, glory to God, homosexuality, the spirit, glory to God, that has people swapping, glory to God, sex, and all those ones that are out there laying with animals too and laying with people as well. The blood of Jesus, we curse and cancel that. We come against incest. Oh, devil, you a liar. Blue, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, we come against, glory to God, the spirit of rejection, the spirit, glory to God, that have people walking, glory to God, and still got their minds twisted from being abandoned, and the spirit, glory to God, that have others being just stubbornness and disobedient. Oh, God, not only just to you, but even to parents and even for those, the laws of the land and even from their leaders. Oh, we bind you, Satan, and command you to loose your hold, you foul and unclean spirit. We come against that spirit of sorrow and depression and oppression. We bind it up and cast all this stuff out and send it back to the dry places from whence it came. We know the evil works of the enemy, but he got to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. We stand on the promises of the Lord, and the promises of the Lord added rich and maketh no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, you are such a marvelous and awesome and wonderful God. You, glory to God, want to save and set free and healed and delivered. And no matter what the enemy says, and no matter how many lies he sends out there to have people confused and chaos, glory to God, going on, we plead the blood of Jesus that our God is a deliverer. He's a healer. He loves us, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And that whosoever believe in him, whosoever believe in him, whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God, I thank you for the power of prayer that you gave us to intercede and intervene in the name of Jesus. You gave us authority to bind and loose the hand of the enemy and go break the bonds of the enemy in the name of Jesus off of people's lives as well as ours. So we come against every satanic and demonic force that have people caught up in rebellion and stubbornness and this murdering demon and spirit, glory to God, that have people caught up, glory to God, in these various cults and gang banging and all kinds of other spirits that are out there, glory, out religious spirits and things, glory to God, that are always trying to veer off from the path of what God say just to appease flesh. But the devil is alive. You got to loose your hold. We come against, glory to God, the minds, glory to God, of have people caught up, glory, out with mental challenges because of what they're seeing and what they're hearing and some of the things they've experienced. All the trauma, all glory out in the drama in the name of Jesus. Even come against some of the spirits with the mama drama and the daddy drama. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. And the drama just for people that's caught up in greed and glory out and caught up in want power, the power struggles. In the name of Jesus, we come against every demonic force that has been in operation, even with glory out the gun laws. They call up, glory to God, they want to, oh, it's for the whatever amendment. And now, glory to God, it's for people on the street playing cowboys and Indians and just a strike of a match from the temperance and just somebody's child, somebody's family, somebody's, glory out, loved one, somebody, hallelujah, that glory to God, that just hadn't even done anything, just innocent, and just caught in the battle in the name of Jesus, and just gun wars all in the street in the name of Jesus, and some just, hallelujah, just copycatting. But God, we know you see all things. Our God, and we just believe in you for a change in the heart of man. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh so they can be able to receive your word. Open their ears that they may hear. Oh, glory to God. Open the eyes that may see. Bind up, glory to God, this manipulated spirit that just have people's minds, glory, like they're up under a satanic, glory, hypnotism. In the name of Jesus, that yoke be destroyed. And even, especially even with our youth in this time, glory to God, because the enemy knows as they give their lives and give themselves over, totally over to you, that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with to come against the satanic forces. Hallelujah. They got so many people, mind, glory to God, brain. Wash in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking you for those yokes being destroyed. Thanking you for the power of prayer. That's why we need more believers to get on board. Hallelujah. More believers, glory to God, laborers in the vineyard, but they're not just to be in there on a part-time basis or be there to compromise. True women and men of God and even young people that made up their mind to want to live safe, live holy, live righteous, and so that way we can be able to break and destroy the yokes of the enemy and glory to God, open the eyes of the blind and glory to God for people to be able to walk in the truth of what Jesus has done and what he's doing and glory how much he loves them in the name of Jesus. Help us to also walk, glory to God, as kingdom-minded people in the name of Jesus, walking in submission and obedience to your word in the name of Jesus. God, we are calling for some peace for those that are tormented, hallelujah, by the cares of this life, tormented for all the agony and the pain and things, glory to God, and the corrupt stuff that are going on in the name of Jesus. Praying for those that are grieved and over-depressed and overwhelmed by what's happening. God, we thank you that you're still in operation in these last days, hallelujah, and more to come. But God, you're preparing us even the more for what has going or what is going on, hallelujah, that we'll look up to the hills with coming to our help, realizing our help coming from you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, as it said even in the Matthew 6 that he explains how good, how glory, the good deeds are only righteous when glory out there done out of the sincere devotion of God, Jesus, of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, rather than other people's approval. God, we are praying against so much approval of man. God, we got to recognize you're the only true and living God, and you said you are jealous God, and you have no other God before us. And even when you told us in Psalms 1, not take counsel with the ungodly in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying like never before. An awakening, hallelujah, that we'll come to a place, nevertheless, thy will be done. Not my will or the next person's will and this person's will and that will. God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And you said, glory, when we hear, obey in the name of Jesus. But we got to know what your word is saying. We got to spend some time with you. We got to build a relationship with you. So that way, glory to God, we will be to a point that we start learning to submit to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are thanking you, Lord God. And not to be busybody in other men's matters, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ought to know that we are also supposed to be a model or an example, glory to God. Hallelujah, even for prayer. Oh, God, and how, oh, glory to how the things that are going on in the name of Jesus, that we don't be those ones that, glory to God, will get caught up in the love of money, the love of money, or the love of this and the love of lusting for this and lusting for that. And all the lust don't have to do with sex. You can lust after any and everything out here, glory to God. The pride of life, we got to destroy those yokes. We got to make sure that we're not complaining about somebody else and still yet haven't taken that 2x4 out of our eye while we're trying to take a mold out of somebody else here in the name of Jesus. God help us to know we need to intercede in prayer. We need to walk in faith, and we need to give God his glory and his praise. We got to ask Lord God for forgiveness and ask glory to God for those around us, hallelujah, that we declare the forgiveness for them too, hallelujah, that wronged us in the name of Jesus. He said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. God Christ teaches us to forgive, and if we don't forgive, hallelujah, then our Father won't forgive us, according to Mark 11, in the name of Jesus. All in any condition, hallelujah, but we only have to make sure that we are walking glory to God, that we ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins, and not just because we got caught and talking about we repent. That's not no true repentance. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness and your mercy and your grace. Lord, we pray for peace. Hallelujah. So much going on. People are having peace to go to sleep. Glory, they're tormented, glory to God, by the cares of this life, the bills, this, that, and the other. Are they tormented about the grief and the sorrow of things that are going on in the land? They're sorry, glory to God, and grieve, glory to God, over the things that are going on in our land and over the seas and the things that are going on in these wars and these fires and these storms and everything. Oh, glory, they grieve over somebody that murdered this one, that one, they love. Somebody grieved over this, watching the news over and over and over, filling their minds with so much, all glory to God, of pain and agony and all those things that are going on. They can't even think clearly of even how to pray for the Lord. Some of that is in the body of Christ as well. They can't even pray effectively because we're too busy trying to find out what's going on. And we know there's going to be a repeat, a repeat, a repeat, a repeat. Forget all about the God said in his word. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. How can we guard our hearts with all diligence if we're going to keep filling it with depression, oppression, suppression? It's good to go over to God to know the current events, but if the current events is telling you the same thing over and over and over in a half hour, in a 30 minutes, in the next hour, same thing, same thing, same. How can we build ourselves up in our most holy thing? God, give us wisdom. You said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. That's some knowledge that's needed. Hallelujah. In the household of faith, glory to God, so we can build ourselves up in the word and build ourselves in encouragement and praying and interceding and not, glory to God, be glued to the TV. Hallelujah. About what it's showing, what it's doing, glory to God, of all the wrongdoing and whatever. Oh, we got to have wisdom and do things in moderation, but keep you first in everything that we do, so we can keep our peace. That peace that passes all understanding, you said, when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. Oh, Lord, make us, glory to God, hallelujah, make us in the instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let, glory to God, us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, glory to God, have the faith and show faith. Hallelujah. Where there is despair, let's have, glory to God, hope. Where there is darkness, God, let it be light. Help us to be the light. Where there is sadness, oh, God, that we can bring joy from the joy of the Lord being our strength. Oh, glory to God, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, comfort to all who are sorrowful, all of those that are in pain and all of those that are in agony, all of those that are confused. God, we are praying for deliverance. We are praying for salvation to those who put their trust in you, God. We are praying, glory to God, be some steadfastness in the faith in the name of Jesus. We put their trust in you, oh, Lord, and in the dying life, give us that peace. Hallelujah, for which we humbly need. Oh, God, you have told us, be not anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make our requests known unto thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. It's not your desire for us to be caught up in, glory to God, hallelujah, in confusion and chaos, but we got to be in a place, Lord, regardless of what I see, what I hear, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, what others say or what I hear around me, oh, God, that I got to be in a place that no matter what, whatever your word says, that I got to stand on it and hold fast to it, and glory to God, watch and pray, but not watch the situation, not meditate on all the things that are going on and the things that are happening, but meditate on your word and keep confessing and speaking and decreeing and declaring it in the name of Jesus. But make our request known and then give thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You said that you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding in the name of Jesus. When we keep our hearts and minds on you, the devil want to keep our minds twisted to someplace else. Go around whatever we are looking at. But, we got to make sure no matter what, God, if you said it, it's already settled. God, help me to get to my place in you that I can believe it regardless in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for us learning to be honest, God, and wearing the whole arm of God every day. Hallelujah. Keep speaking what your word says. Hallelujah. Standing over to God as an example and a model. Hallelujah to all those that are around us that no matter what, hallelujah, I'm going to still trust him. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to magnify him. He said, men of the afflictions of the righteous. But yeah, I know he said he's going to deliver me out of this. Oh, glory, I'm holding on to my joy and my peace. Oh, glory to God. You told us, hallelujah, how the enemy going to come in like a flood. But you'll raise up a standard. Hallelujah, no matter how much heat is on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, but you know how, glory to God, to bless us and make us fireproof in the fire. God, I bless you so much in the name of Jesus. We battle the spirit of compromise in Jesus' name that we are not, glory to God, yield to our old daddy ways and our flesh, glory to God, that be on parade. We're going to cancel that assignment, and more we're going to be longing more and more for your will to be done in us and your way to be done. Lord, help us to appreciate and glory to God and walk in obedience like we never have before. Hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God. You with obedience to the Father came here for no reputation of your own, hallelujah, but to point us back to Christ. I mean, back to the Father. And in the midst of it all, glory to God, all the suffering, everything you went on our behalf, the innocence that you had, glory to God, but you exchanged all, glory to God, what we were penalized to, what should have been penalized for, you took it upon yourself and gave us an opportunity, hallelujah, to be redeemed back to the Father. And then after it was all over, you said it was finished. So it was up to us to choose you this day, who you're going to serve. And he gave us a helper, glory to God, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, to teach, to comfort, to encourage, hallelujah, to even bring things back to our remembrance. God, we bless you. Help us, glory to God, to lean on him more and deny this flesh so you can be able to have glory, praise, and honor from us that belong to you. In the name of Jesus, so we can be a vessel of honor as we pray ye one for another. We bind up Satan out of the cords of his setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme. In the name of Jesus, we curse and cancel that and command and release us whole from us. In the name of Jesus, our families, our loved ones, glory to God, our church family. In the name of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, for those that are going to Morocco, all those lives that was lost, all those families, and glory to God that probably was in there together, others that their loved ones and everyone that friends that God touch, heal, for that grieving time of all of that through that earthquake. God, we pray, God, that you are blessed, and thank God for Pastor Mitchell, sister, for being able to escape, hallelujah, that, but even all the lives that you can look back and see that just happened, God, I pray for her mind. I pray, glory, even for those that even was right there and seen it or come through it, that you bless and deliver. God, the people will turn to the Lord, and some might be already know God, but they'll be strong closer to you. In the name of Jesus, pray for those that was over in Maui, too, as well, gone through some of the horrific things, too, as well, even, glory to God, from that one. Oh, God, touch and heal. In the name of Jesus, people, glory to God, here in this United States and other places where all the murder is going on and this, that, and the other, and all the other stuff that from the grief and sorrow all around the globe, even any other allies, we pray, God, have mercy for those, glory to God, that are going through. But, God, we thank you for that mercy and grace for keeping us all and protecting. And thank you, Lord God, whatever can be done, God, we are praying for those finances, for that help, for the food, the clothing, and for the shelter and the restoring and the rebuilding. But even in those minds, glory to God, regulate them, deliver them out of, glory to God, the horror of just walking around with inside with all these kind of pains and, glory to God, flashbacks and everything going on there. God, deliver, destroy the yokes of the enemy, to try to destroy them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Some may be so in trauma, they can't even function, glory to God, to even know their names. In the name of Jesus, God, pray for some peace for them. In the name of Jesus. And for those that are even, their heart goes out, don't even know the people, but their heart goes out just knowing there's so much drama and trauma out there, glory to God, that they're having a hard time functioning. God, we are praying, even for the things that are going on in these schools and the mass shooting and everything that's happening. God, only you can heal and deliver and bring peace and bring joy, bring restoring back to the lives of those people and even for the ones that are hearing about it. God, but I thank you so much because you are still proving yourself. You're still saving. You're still delivering. You're still bringing families together. You're still bringing glory to God, marriages together. You're still blessing and healing bodies and working miracles. You're still raising from the dead. You're still blessing, glory out, for people out there praying and seeking the face of God and out there carrying out, glory out, the gospel for every place they can, even for the people that are on the streets, glory to God, that out there are witnessing to those that are caught up, glory to God, in homosexuality and others that are caught up, glory to God, being a woman of the night in the name of Jesus. For those that are on drugs and those out there that are pushing the drugs, God, thank you and protect those that are out there as well as those all around the world that are preaching the gospel and witnessing and even for the missionaries. And God, even for that you give us, even in our own household, to be a witness. As we release these things over into your hands, we give glory and praise to you. Cover us all under the blood, and even those new people that's being birthed and coming into the earth, binding up, glory to God, these birth defects as well, and this seed and everything else, and these people that are not parents just producing in the name of Jesus, and children just going, glory to God, and just being abused. And God is almost so much to pray for, but we pray, glory to God, for our children and our youth, and even for those in school and scared to go to school. The parents are scared. The teachers are scared. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus against this fear demon that's running rapid across the land. Even for this COVID, we bind up and curse that work that it will not rise up again. The blood of Jesus. Still so much to pray for. I know I've took up a lot of time tonight, but we're thanking God, glory, I glorify him, magnify him, and we thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you for this blessing, even for this weekend, how you moved miraculously with the Eagles off of the Divine Connection coming together for the prayers, God. Such a sweetness in the word for the prophet Bird. Thank you, Lord God, for the apostle of earth and all the one prayer warriors on this line that, glory to God, every one of them, glory to God, that came and prayed and gave their self, glory to God, out of turning their lives over to God to move through them to pray. And even, glory to God, for the prayers that went forth on one accord and even the ones that was on the telephone that even prayed. We are thanking you, Lord God. You bless. And even the time after for the restaurant, for the have, glory to God, all the prayers that went forth, hallelujah, for months for this. And we thank you even for that. The setting was a blessing. Our good service, God. All the food and everything. No problems. Even the hold back the rain, the traveling on the road for coming and going back to the different people departing from their areas. Glory to God of High Point and glory to God over in Lumberton, over glory to God near the Greenville, glory to God, Walden area, over in Columbia, up here in Charlotte. God, you brought us all together. We thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, for all we do, even for the one that was in California on the phone, the one that was in New York on the phone, we thank you, Lord God. Help us all, glory to God, to be able to the body of Christ all over the globe, that we'll come together in prayer and come together, put our differences aside so nothing else can be done but Holy Spirit, have thine own way. To glorify the Lord, we bless you today. Thank you for the word last night with Elder Johnny May. We thank you, Lord God, for just blessing us tonight. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even though, glory to God, I went over in the time, I thank you, Lord God, no flesh be on parade, and the times that we'll consider, hallelujah, even the time that's left for each one to be able to still pray in a reasonable time, that everybody, glory to God, can be able to put out what God has in them to spare and put back in, glory, as you pour back into us. And we bless you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord God, for calling our peace and our joy back in as we, glory to God, be led by the Spirit and have the mind of Christ to obey whatever he say. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory for the great and mighty things he has done and is doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Mother Willette came on, and then after her was Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick, but she won't be praying tonight because of her mouth and the dental work. And then after that, we're going to pray that Mother Pastor Bird, then glory to God, Mother Sims, and also glory to God, either that Sister, is that Sister Rachel or Sister Laurel, either one, glory to God, we're going to have them, glory to God. I'm trying to think if I saw, I forgot two before, Sister, after Mother Pastor Sims, then Sister Brenda, bless the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then we'll have Laura or either Sister Rachel. Hope my phone, I mean, my thing going to be acting up tonight. Let me open these lines and make sure this system not acting up. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, my sister. Glory to God, Mother Willette. And praise the Lord.
Amen.
No, I mean, Mother, I'm sorry, Mother Alexander, then Mother Willette.
Okay, so, okay, I wanted to be sure.
Yes, I had it back with it. She came on first, and then you. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise your holy name, Heavenly Father.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Father God. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. According to Psalms 105, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed amongst the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous work, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work that he had done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. That's the God we serve. He said in his word, if we pray, so that let me know nothing is too hard for God to do, and there is nothing that we cannot bring before the Lord and stand faithful and pray, ask him, and stand faithful on it. Because one thing I know, thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord, that when we call on you, Lord God, knowing who we are in you, Father, you answer us. And, Father, we just want to thank you this day, Lord, and praise you and glorify you and you alone, for you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for our sons and daughters, Heavenly Father. For, Lord God, you see each and every one of them, Lord. Even our grands and great-grands, Heavenly Father, you see all of them. We pray, Lord, that you continue to keep a hedge around them, Heavenly Father. Bless them going out and coming in, Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, Lord God, that they continue to stand, remembering that you are the author of their life, Lord God. That they've been taught about that it's only in Jesus Christ we can go on. Help them, Lord God, no matter what come against them, knowing that you never forsake them, you'll never leave them. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that each and every one of the young people today will seek the name of Jesus and call unto the name of Jesus, because it's only that way they're going to be saved, Lord. Knowing you, Heavenly Father, that you are the only way for us all. There's so much thing going on out there today with the young generation, Lord. Young men out there walking like he lost his mind and doing things, but I know it's none but the adversary come against these young men. And we binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we command that false spirit to loose the mind of these young men. They're just walking out there and getting into situation, Lord God. But Lord, your word tell us if we pray. If we pray, and I believe, Lord God, that prayer is the key. Regardless how high they go, Lord God. Prayer is the key to bring them down in the name of Jesus. That false spirit do not destroy them in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you gave us authority and dominion here on earth. And your word tell us, Lord, if we pray. So, Lord, I believe, Heavenly Father, that you gave us the authority to do these things. Help us to learn, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors. That we are overcomers because of your word said it, Lord God. We are more than conquerors. Help us to continue to pray for these young people, Lord God. No matter what they do or what goes, Lord, continue to pray for them. And, Lord, whenever we can and whatever occasion come that we see them, Lord, we can always talk to them about the Word of God, the love of Jesus, no matter what they are in. Pray for them to come out of that situation. And Lord God, your promises tell us, Lord God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Have them to know, Father God. Touch their mind, Lord. Bring them back to remember, Lord God, that they've got to walk by faith and not by sight. You tell us that in 2 Corinthians, Lord God. 5 and 7, help them to remember, Lord God, because each and every one of them that we know, Lord God, they know you, Father God. And those that don't know you, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to send someone part the wayside to let them know who Christ is and what he did for them. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for how you make a way out of no way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking care of these young people, Lord. Because some of them fall, Lord God, and they fall so hard, Heavenly Father. But we know, Lord, if we pray, Lord God, if we pray, no matter what it looks like, we believe, Lord, that you turn it around. Because you said in your word, Lord God, nothing is too hard for you to do. All things is possible for you, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to seek you more, Lord, and to stand faithful, Lord, knowing that you already paid a price for us, Heavenly Father. Help us to know, Lord God, that your word stands, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we pray for the sick, Lord God. There's so many sick going on. And some of them is so blind, Lord Jesus, because of disobedience, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to remember, Lord, that if you said it, stand faithful and believe your word, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Touch their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for putting shelter over all our heads, Lord. Because only you make that possible, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray for a sister of mine that's going through situation, Lord. Help Tina, Lord God. Help her to know, Lord God, that you'll never leave her. She wants to know you, Lord God. So I know she knows what it's all about in prayer and calling on the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of deceiver that come to attack her mind. I bind it up in the name of Jesus, and I command it to loose, and I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For, Lord God, you see her, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, bring her out of that situation, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, for you are the only way for each and every one of us. There is no other way for us out, Lord God. And, Lord God, I pray for the body. Oh, Heavenly Father, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Some come to church and some is so afraid, Lord God. Lord, remind them that you did not give them that spirit of fear, that they will cast that foul spirit down and get back into gathering at the church, Lord. Because, Lord, your word said, Lord God, you'll never leave us. Help them to remember that they're never alone, Heavenly Father. That you's always there, Lord God. We pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Touch the President Bannon, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Regardless what goes on, Lord God, you see his heart. Strengthen him, Lord God. Give him the strength to go and do everything that he have to do. Everything that you gave him to do, Lord. Give him the strength to do it. And touch our Vice President, Lord. She continue to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will make right choices, both of them, standing faithful regardless what, because, Lord, nothing is impossible for you to do. So much thing is going on in this world today, Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters overseas, Lord God. You see it all, what's going on, Lord. Oh, Father God, it's only you can stop the heart of man to love one another and to treat one another better than they do. Help them to fight that good fight of faith and to stand in love, Lord God. Because, Lord, you said ask. And believe when you ask, you receive. And, Lord God, we're asking you, Father God, to help us to continue to stand strong on the promises, knowing that the promises of God don't fail us. Help us, Lord God, to stand faithful in whatever we do. And, Lord, for the families, Lord, continue to strengthen each and every one of them. Remember them, and remember that you are the God that created all things, and nothing is too hard for you to do. These things I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I praise your holy name, because I know nothing is too hard for you to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, I just come before your presence. I thank you. Hallelujah for who you are. I praise you. I touch and agree with the prayers that have already gone forward. I thank you, Lord God, once again, and touch and agree with Minister BJ, praise God, and this weekend event, Father God, and I'm in just appreciation to how good you are, hallelujah, how you bless us with excellent traveling mercies to and from our destinations, glory be to God, because the weather report has said thunderstorms and showers, Lord God, but you know how I feel about driving in inclement weather, but you blessed us to get there and back and with a beautiful and wonderful time, and I thank you so much. I thank you that the prayers that went forward during the event, Lord God, I trust you heard every request and that you've already answered the prayers and turning things around, and people should be in expectation. So, Father, I appreciate you for who you are. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at your right hand, yet even making intercession for us. I thank you that, yes, you're still smiling at us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You put us in remembrance. You're gazing at us. You're seeing us, Lord God, just where we are. And I thank you that you still love us and you're working situations out for our good. Lord God, hallelujah, I pray for your presence, Lord God, your presence in us and with us, Lord God, and wherever we go. Thank you that you are such an amazing God, such a good God. And as the songwriters say, all of my life you have been faithful. All of my life you have been so, so good. Hallelujah. And with every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Father, I appreciate you. I love you. I worship you. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Thank you, Lord God, that there's nothing going on in any of our lives that has taken you by surprise. I thank you that it's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to those that trouble us. And we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. But God, I thank you that Jesus, hallelujah, has already gotten us the victory, and therefore we are more than conquerors in Christ. We thank you that you've given us that which pertains to life and godliness, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Father, have mercy upon us. We pray in the name of Jesus, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to have mercy and forgive us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that you've taught us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our faults, that you are faithful and you are just God. You not only forgive our sins, but you cleanse us of righteousness. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I thank you that you said, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door be open. Seek and ye shall find. If we abide in you, And your word abide in us. We can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Yes, it will. Glory be to God. I agree with your word, Father. Hallelujah. I have no doubt that you're able to do exactly what you say. I thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance, Lord God, of those that are battling sexual disorders in Christ Jesus' name. We prayed that prayer, and I know you've already dealt with it in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I just praise you this evening. I worship you. I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will, Lord God, just govern and help us. Help us to pray, because there's so much to pray about. You know everything, and you see everything. You know all of the situations, Father God. I began to write down a few of the things, Lord God, that came to my mind, Lord God, about special prayer. Lord God, there are those that have in trouble with their eyes. Some have cataract, but some have darkness in some part of their eye where they cannot see, Lord God, clearly. I pray for those with eye trouble. I pray for those, Lord God, who have hearing disabilities. Lord God, they've tried hearing aids, and they say the hearing aids make it worse, and they paid all that money, and they can't even get a refund. But, Lord God, have mercy, and I pray that you supernaturally, just as you did for the woman, Lord God, who made up her mind that she was going to touch the hem of your garment, Lord God, and she be made whole, I pray that you heal that hearing condition. I pray, God, for those that are having trouble with their heart. Lord God, they may have a valve that's not working right, some part. I pray, God, that you open up any clogged arteries tonight in Christ Jesus' name. Oh, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thyroid, Lord God, glands where maybe building up too much calcium. We plead the blood of Jesus against that demon of affliction, and we pray the supernatural miracle work and healing power from you, Father God, will be released in that thyroid glands that are building up too much, Lord God, calcium. And we pray that that calcium must dissolve at the name of the Lord. You said act, so I'm asking. And I'm asking by faith in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I receive it in Jesus' name. And I pray those that stand in need will receive it in Christ Jesus. We pray, Father God, for those, Lord God, that may have kidney trouble. We pray for them. We pray, oh God, for deliverance. We pray for those that are going to cancer treatments every week. And I'm believing you, Father God, even before we get to heaven, for a cancer to be wiped off the planet Earth in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name you said X, and I'm asking, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, for those with special needs, the paraplegics, those that are caretakers, those in nursing homes, hospitals, psychiatric facilities. God, those with mind trouble, Lord God, some may have dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenic. God, we plead the blood of Jesus against the demon of people mind, and we pray that as we begin to seek ye first the kingdom and study the word of God, that our mind be transformed and be renewed, and we'll, Lord God, think on those things that are of a good report. Glory be to God. If it's not of you, we cast it down, we bind it up at the name of the Lord Jesus. Every thought, every imagination that's not like you, we command to be brought down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God. You know about every person that's still lost, and you're concerned about every soul that is ever born. You want them, Lord God, to come to the knowledge of the truth, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, for delivering those, Lord God, that have been, Lord God, bound by addictions and strongholds. And we thank you that, Lord God, they are set free as soon as they turn their hearts to you and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me, Lord God. I need help. I can't do this thing on my own. And, Lord God, it's okay to get counseling, Lord God, but let them get counseling from those that love you and, Lord God, who know to seek ye first the kingdom in Jesus' name and know what your word is saying in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. We pray for those, Lord God, who have back conditions, Lord God, sciatic nerves. In the name of Jesus, we come against incontinence, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for dissolving of blood clots this evening in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, against that reflux disorder in the name of Jesus and Holy Spirit. Teach us not to eat that stuff that's going to cause us to have more reflux, the blood of Jesus. We bind up the demon, Lord God, of Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Father God, that you have mercy this evening. Help us all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from the wicked and evil one. We pray, God, that you give us liberty and freedom from sin, sickness, strongholds, addictions, diseases, in Christ Jesus, everything that's trying to get in the way of your good and divine will and purpose for our lives, we bind it up right now in Christ Jesus' name. You said whatever we bind, you did say that in Matthew, the 18th chapter, praise God, what we bind here, you are binded in heaven, glory be to God. What we loose here, you'll loose it in heaven, glory be to God, hallelujah. Father, I thank you so much. I thank you for the authority that you give us in the earth. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, that we're not going to stay on no baby food all our lives, but we're going to be able to eat good meat, Lord God, the meat of your word, take you at your word, agree with your word, and watch things change in Jesus' name for good. Father, have mercy this evening. We pray for my brothers and sisters. We pray for our children. Pray for those in schools, Lord God. Oh, Father God, pray for that family, Lord God, that's going to be adopting two children, Lord God, Megan and Andrew, in the name of Jesus. And pray for those children in the name of Jesus, that you heal those wounds that they may have had from going from one foster care to the other. We pray, Lord God, for deliverance there. We pray for, Lord God, our brothers and sisters, the prayer warriors. We pray for the born-again believers. We pray for, Lord God, your missionaries. We pray for your servants everywhere, especially your persecuted Christians, Lord God. We lift them up and we pray for divine deliverance, and we pray for you deal with that enemy that's causing them trouble in Jesus' name. Have mercy, Lord God. You know what we stand in need of. We've got family members that are not where they ought to be at in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, Father God, that you will continue to draw and lure them to you in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you pour out your love in such a way that they just can't stand it, Lord God, but they'll want to say, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for letting me know that you are real. Glory be to God. I praise you this evening. I pray for, Lord God, the brothers and sisters, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the, Lord God, the evangelists, Lord God, your pastors, every person in their prospective place, I lift them up. I lift up Minister BJ in Christ Jesus' name. Boy, what a warrior. Glory be to God. Continue to use her for your glory and meet her need and her family's need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. We praise you. We thank you for the prophet of God. We thank you for the apostles, Lord God. We thank you for those, Lord God, that are willing to say, Father God, what you want me to do, yes, sir, and I will trust and obey you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to say no to everything that's not like you. Yes, sir. In Jesus' name, we bless you now. We praise you now. We honor you now. We exalt you now, and we worship you now. So much more to pray about. I ask you, Lord God, to nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft in Christ Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I bless you. I praise you. I honor you. Jesus, I love you. I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you for laying your life down that we might live. Lord, thank you for your servants, Lord God, that yet, even during a pandemic, kept preaching, kept teaching, kept going forward to do the best they could, Lord God, and there's yet, Lord God, going forward. Use them. Let your message come through them, Lord God, and let people know when people open up the Word of God, they're hearing from you. They say, I don't hear from God. If you open up the Word of God, you can hear from him every time you read what he says because he's speaking. Glory be to God. And we ask you the question, is there anybody listening? We love you this evening, Father. We praise you. We worship you. And bless your people. Meet their needs. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, sister.
I don't know what happened.
Go ahead, Pastor Ben.
It's my turn. I thought it was Pastor Bird. Okay.
If she was online, I said if she's online, but I don't see her name yet. I mean her number yet.
But some mighty prayers have gone up before me, and they just covered everything that was possible that's on our hearts to pray for. We just thank and praise the Lord for his mercy and his grace. And I also thank him. I have to say an extra thank you for letting me be allowed to go on Saturday to the Gathering of the Eagles, and how wonderful, and how we got to meet some of our friends. I praise the Lord for that. I thank him and give him honor. And Father, we just ask you to bless and strengthen Pastor BJ, give her the desires of her heart, Lord, and help her to keep being able to hear from you, Lord. Thank you for everybody on this line that represents the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord, and we come, as always, we come to lift you up, Father. That's St. John 12 and 32. You said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men. And help us to lift you up, Lord Jesus, more and more every day of our lives, Father, that men and women, boys and girls, all over the land and country would come to know you as the Lord and Savior. Because there's nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. Hallelujah. Nobody is like the Lord. Nobody. Father, we praise you. We give you honor. We thank you. Father, we come confessing our sins and our faults before you, Father. Some things we do, we know it's not right. And some things we do that we don't even know we're doing. We're so used to sliding through and sliding back. But Father, bring these things to our attention. Show us ourselves. Show us our faults and our strong points, Lord, that we can even work on them more, Father. And, Father, we ask you to anoint us afresh, dear Lord Jesus, that we would be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, and our labor is not in vain. That's what you said, Lord, your word says. And my sister before me said, some people say they just don't hear from the Lord. They can't. But if you read the word, that's his word, and you're hearing from me. He may not speak to you in an audible voice. He can if he wants to. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We ask, Father God, that it was anything that was missing out of all that my sister that went before me prayed, Father, granted by your grace all of these ailments and different things. It might not seem like it's much, but it's a lot if you're going through these things. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing these things to her remembrance, that she's able to recall all these things. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for mankind everywhere, as far as humanity trods the soil, Lord God, those that have not heard about you, those that in those foreign countries out in the bushes in Africa and those places that have not had a chance to hear about you and your love, Father, for mankind. Let somebody go and witness to them. Send missionaries, Lord. Put it over the airwaves and let them be able to hear that Jesus Christ loves us. Father, we just We give you honor and we give you glory and we praise your name, Father. We praise your name because you're a holy God. And you say before one jot or tittle of your word shall fail, heaven and earth surpass. Help us, Lord God, to hold on with that bulldog tenacity that we won't let go no matter what. Alexander always tells us that just hold on to it. Don't let it go. And I'm telling you, if you have the patience and the grace that you can hold on, God will come through for you. You can't just say, well, I've been praying and I've been, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Father. All of these diseases and things that are rising up in our Sunday school class Sunday, a lady asked for prayer after some, it's a new one, it starts with a P, and the nursing homes and all those are really coming down with some of these illnesses, and like it's going through again like COVID did. But Father, we know you're able to stop this thing, whatever it is, and that we should not fear everything. We have to remember what the 91st Psalm said, and he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. We pray for the children, the orphan children, children that don't have a home. We pray for the homeless people everywhere, Lord, that you would make a way for them to have a warm bed to sleep in and food to eat. Father, we love you and we praise you and we count it all done because we're going to lift your name on high as long as we can, Lord, as long as we have voice to speak, Father. We love you, we praise you, and we give you honor and glory. You are high and lofty, God, and we give you praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I ask these prayers, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Amen. We have to go ahead and pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you, God, for you are worthy, God, to be praised, Lord God. Father, I ask that you please forgive all of my sins, omission, commission sins, every idle word, every thought, not pleasing in your sight, Father. I repent, Lord God. Lord God, have your way in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, you know what each and every one of us standing in need of on this line, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask you to do it for us, God. Lord God, do it for our families, Lord God. Father, those that are sick, Father, we ask that you heal their bodies by your stripes. They already healed. Let's stand on Isaiah 50. I stand on Isaiah 53 and Psalm 91. No sick, no disease, no plague shall come near either willing, for you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace is upon you, and by your stripes we already healed, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, look on the people, Lord God, that have addictions, Lord God. Some people think it's just drug addiction, alcohol addiction, Lord, but it's more than that. It's more deeper than that, Lord God. Every addiction, Lord God, we bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus and send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, God. We praise you, God, for you are worthy, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your hedge, your protection, Lord God. Oh, God, keep us covered with your blood, God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. Lord God, look on the young people, Lord God. Lord God, you know everything, Lord God. Lord God, help them to make the right decisions in life, Lord God. Help them to pick better friends, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, just put a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. Lord God, keep their minds, Lord God, free from oppression, depression, Lord. Suicide, Lord God. Homosexuality, God. Bestiality, God. Lord God, you know, Lord, what's to come, Lord God. Lord God, prepare us, oh God. Lord God, there's so much to pray for, God.
Yes, it is.
But Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord God, and not on man, God. For you are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God. Lord God, you said all we needed was faith of a mustard seed, Lord God. And Lord God, you know our faith is greater, oh God. But, God, those who don't have enough faith, oh, God, help their unbelief, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. Father, those that are traveling, oh, God, Lord, I ask for traveling mercy for them, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you for allowing us to go to Charlotte on Saturday to meet the Eagles to pray, Lord God. That was such a blessing to me, God. I thank you for that, God. Thank you for safe travels back home, Lord God. And, Lord God, look on the people that's in the nursing home, Father. Lord God, I know you're able to raise them back up, Lord God. Lord God, let the people that cook for them cook food, Lord God, that so they can enjoy the decent food, Lord God. Lord God, let the nursing assistants be able to turn them every 2 hours, Lord God, so they won't get bed sores, Father. Lord God, let their family members come and visit more often, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, those that are being abused, Lord God, deliver them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, Lord God. I pray this prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. My sister, Rachel.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank you. God, we just want to thank you for this moment. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Closed in our right mind, used of our limbs, God. God, we give you the glory for everything, God. It's because of you, Lord. It's not because of anything else. It's you, Lord, moving, God, moving different things, Lord, out of our way, God. Unseen danger that we don't even see, God. Lord, you just take us around it, God. God, we just want to tell you thank you, God. You heal our body from time to time, God. You give us a touch, God, to let us know, God, that you are right there, God. You're never going to leave us. You're never going to forsake us, God. God, we just want to tell you thank you this afternoon, God. God, we just want to praise you. You said praise you, everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I say hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, because you are that you are. You are a great big I am. Yes, you are, Father. You have the final say-so in our lives. People may say you can't do this and you can't do that. If you say yes, it is yes. If it is no, then it's no, Father. And we accept it from you, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you so much for what you already done in our lives, God, and what you're about to do, God. Lord, you're bringing about a change and giving us another chance to get it right day by day, God. Lord, we may fall down, God, but we're able to get up and tell you, Lord. Lord, help us, God. Help us to get it right, God. Lord, because you are soon to come, God. And, Lord, we want to be ready. We want to stay ready, God, not be ready, but we want to stay ready. I hear you, Holy Ghost. We want to stay ready for your coming, God. Lord, we want to teach the ones that don't know nothing about you, God. We want to teach them about you, Jesus. We want to tell them, taste and see how good you are, God, because you are so mighty, mighty good, God. You even have grace and mercy over them, God, in the midst of their sins, God. Even when we come short, you got grace over us, God. God, we thank you for it, God. We're not unthankful people, God. We're grateful, God. God, we just want to tell you thank you this afternoon, God, because you are that you are, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. My soul says yes, Lord, to your will and to your ways, God. Until we want to change our emotion to the yes, until we want God more than we want sin. God, I hear you. Hey, God, thank you. We got to want him more than we want sin. Then you have been a change in your life. You got to want him more than anything else in this world. Oh, God, I thank you, God.
I thank you, Jesus, because he, I, you know, Sister Rachel, because that's what he done for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wanted him more than I wanted sin. God, I thank you, Jesus. Then he brought a change in my life. I speak over the young people. Lord, give them the wisdom and the knowledge, God. Change their minds, God, their mindset, God. Don't let them be wishy-washy, God. One moment this way, God. One moment doing this here, God. No, Lord, it ain't going to work like that. You either way, it's going to come on over. You cannot straddle the fence. You got to come on over. He said he will not have you lukewarm, or he'll spill you out of his mouth. That means that if you not want to live right, you don't want to do it right. You just might as well go on that child and have a good time and go on hell. Because when you come, that's where you're going. You better get it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for your word, God, because your word is true. And you meant what you said, and you said what you meant. And nobody is them, not even me. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you today, God. God, I love you, God, with everything within me, Father. I'll do what you say to, God. I'll move when you say move. We got to learn how to move when God say move. Wait on him. There's nothing wrong with waiting. That word wait sometimes is hard for some people. But I've learned how to wait until God tell me to move. When he tell me to move, I move. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you'll come out victorious. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for Saturday, too, Lord. Lord, I hated to leave the egoist. Oh, God, I hated to leave. I just cried, God, because you know what? I felt wanted and loved. There was love in the room. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Holy Ghost came in. Lord, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for Saturday, God. We just, we had a marvelous time in the Lord, and we also had a wonderful dinner. God, we thank you for everything that you've been, God. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. God, take care of the sick, the afflicted, and, Lord, the hospitals, the rest homes, the prison camps, the jailhouse, God. Lord, move all in there, God. God, get all in these people, God. Even the people in the streets, God, that don't want to act right with these guns and things, God. Lord, let them wanna not even want to do it, God. Because, God, you able to get in the heart of them, God. Lord, you're able to make them put it down, God. Lord, you are able to make them not even fire it, God. God, I know you to be a God just like that. God, I thank you for doing it, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me check this number again and find out whether Elder Johnny May is on. Praise God. Get a computer to move. Oh, I didn't have the cursor there. Bless the Lord for the word, for the praise, for the anointing. Hallelujah. Elder Johnny May, you
I'm
there?
I'm on.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We glorify you, Lord God. We just lift your name on high because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. You're worthy of all the praise in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah. As we come in agreement yet with all the prayers that have gone up in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and praise you. Hallelujah. That our words align with your word in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we just honor you because you told us that life and death were in the power of our tongue, Lord God. So, Father God, we lose power and effects of any word curse that have come against us. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we speak blessings over our lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just honor you tonight, Lord God. We come to you today. Tonight, binding up every word that have been spoken against our families, our homes, Lord God, our loved ones, against all that we are praying for, all the ones that we are praying for, Lord God. We bind up every word curse that have been sent out in the name of Jesus. We come against every witchcraft spirit in the name of Jesus that's been targeted to attack us. We bind it up and send them back to the pits of hell from whence they came. I come against every witchcraft spirit that have been assigned to Greg, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We come against every witchcraft spirit that has been targeted, Tracy, in the name of Jesus. We command them to loose their hold because they have no power, and we command them to go back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for all things this day. We just thank and praise you for being our Lord, our God, our Savior, our King, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you for the Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us, teaches us, hallelujah, hallelujah, brings us into all truth in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we continue to ask you to open up our ears, hallelujah, so we'll hear what the Spirit is saying unto us, hallelujah, not just that we'll be hearers only, God, but help us, hallelujah, that we'll be doers of your word, God, that you'll get the glory out of our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah. We're praying for those that are in harm's way, those that are trapped in the earthquake over in Morocco, Lord God. They're saying how that they are giving up the search parties, Lord God. But, oh, God, give them a second wind that they'll go back and look again and do it again, Lord God. Continue to search, hallelujah, for life, not bodies, not just bodies, but for life that's buried under, Lord God. Oh, God, and I pray that those that are still under rubble and things, Lord God, give them strength to dig. Give them, hallelujah, air to breathe until they can surface, Lord God. God, we thank you for those that you kept in the storm. Pastor, I can't think of a name, but anyway, those, all those that you kept in the midst of the Pastor Mitchell and all those that have been spared, hallelujah, God, help those, the rescuers, Lord God, to be sensitive, hallelujah, as they look and go get those people. God, lead them to where life is under the rebels, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we're praying even for the babies and the children that may have to be displaced in a time of waiting for their parents and things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to help us all, Lord God, whether we in storms, in earthquakes, hallelujah, in tribulations, in trials, God. We all need your help, Lord God. But, oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we continue, hallelujah, to go forth to do your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to loose your angels around us to protect us, to guard us, hallelujah, from the snares of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to bless us in the name of Jesus, to be sensitive, hallelujah, to your spirit, in the name of Jesus, sensitive to what you're calling us to do, sensitive to the needs of others even, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are praying, hallelujah, for those that feel like nobody love them, nobody cares, those that the enemy is speaking to, nobody wants you, nobody don't love you, that are leading these young people into gangs and all manner of promiscuity and all manner of lewd acts and things. Lord God, we come against these spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for those, hallelujah, that are under the attack of seducing spirits and all manner of evil, Lord God, that the devil is sending out demons to have these children, and not only children, even in nursing homes, doing things that they shouldn't be doing, bringing diseases upon themselves and all manner of evil. Lord, have mercy on us. Bless your children, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we realize that we are the salt of the earth. God, I pray, hallelujah, help us that we won't lose our savor, Lord God. Help us that we'll continue to season this earth, Lord God. Season mankind in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Especially those that these atheists, Lord God, and these that are leading people astray. Father God, we're praying for those that are under the attack of Satan, serving Satan, Lord God.
Oh, Father, we ask you to open their eyes, hallelujah, that they'll see Satan has no power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let them see that there's one, only one, true and living God. In the name of Jesus, let them see, God. Help them open up their understanding that they'll know Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only way. In the name of Jesus, that they'll ever have everlasting life. And, oh, God, we just honor you today. Hallelujah, for what you're doing, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, Lord God, over the school systems, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God. We pray, hallelujah, from the daycare age, the babysitting stage ages, to the colleges, professionals, and all. Lord God, keep our children, keep the children of the world today. Oh, Father God, that they are being educated, and usually most colleges, they have to take a religious course. God, let them choose the word of God. And, oh, Father God, I pray that you open up their understanding, even the more those that don't never know you, God. Give them an insight, hallelujah. Give them a visual of who you are, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that they'll make the choice to serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we just thank and praise you for all things today. Father, we're praying for our finances, for finances today, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you to bless our finances, Lord God. You told us in the Bible to honor the Lord with our substance, Lord God. Help us, hallelujah, to do it all according to your word, Lord God, and bring the first fruit unto you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. You also told us to give to the poor, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be helpers one to the other, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, and help us in the name of Jesus to continue to pray one for the other. Pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of speaking negativity over our finances, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just lose positive speech over our finances, over ourselves. You told us we can have whatsoever we say. So, Father God, we speak in an increase in our finances, Lord God. Increase, hallelujah, in our income, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Increase in the what we receive in your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying for prosperity in our lives, in our children's lives. God, you know we need prosperity, hallelujah. We need financial income for the upbuilding of the kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we pray that you help us to be good stewards over what you give us, God. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to not be squanderers, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us to be tithers. God, I thank you that I am a tither. I believe we are tithers, God. So help us to continue to tithe unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just honor you today for all that you're doing, God, for what you're, who you are, Lord God. And, oh, God, help us to delight ourselves in you even the more. You told us that you would give us the desires of our heart. God, we desire to see people saved, God. We desire to see people set free from drugs and alcohol, from promiscuity, from all manner of lewd sex acts and all manner of homosexuality, gang banging and drug dealing, Lord. We desire to see people set free, God. We desire to see people serving you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we need you. Hallelujah. We want you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that we can't live without you. Because it's in you we live, we move, we have our beings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we're praying not only for those that are dealing drugs and things, God, we're praying for addicts, Lord God. Hallelujah. I think I heard somebody else pray for them. But, Lord,
We're praying for drug addicts, Lord God. Hallelujah. You showed me one time. Hallelujah. You told me and you showed me how hard it is for an addict to come off a drug. So, Father, we're praying for drug addicts. Some may be wanting to come off, but it's an addiction. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are addicted to drugs, to alcohol. There are sex addicts and all manner of addicts, God. So, Father, we pray for addicts, drug addicts today, just addicts as a whole, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying for the members of the military today, Lord God. All walks of the military, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, hallelujah, Lord God. Those that are sworn to serve our and protect our country, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray that you keep them, Lord God, that you bless their families, Lord God. Continue to use them, hallelujah, to uphold what they are standing for, which is safety, Lord God. We pray for our police officers, first responders, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all those that are serving, hallelujah, the people, God. God, we pray for this world, hallelujah, God. Pray for every nation, every tongue, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray for the nations that forget you. You said, oh, woe to those that forget you. So, Father, we pray for them. We pray for this United States of America, Lord God. And a United States that says, in God we trust, but their actions don't speak what their words say, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray for this United States of America, that it'll grab reins and turn around, hallelujah, and go back, hallelujah, to the principles on which it was found, which are the principles of the Bible, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Help us to realize this is the United States. The word, and we know, united we stand, but divided we fall. And, oh, Father, we even pray for this upcoming election. Hallelujah. Presidential election, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray that someone get in this race, hallelujah, that have your best interest at heart, Lord God, that'll speak and say and do what you're calling, what your word tells us to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all things this night. And, oh, God, we ask you to get the glory out of all that we say and do this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that we can come to you any day, any hour, any time, Lord God. Hallelujah. We don't have to have a specific time to come to you, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, hallelujah, of our debts, Lord, and ask you to forgive our debtors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. And, oh, God, as the word said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, God, from evil, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, you already told us whatsoever we ask and believe, trust in you, having confidence in you, that you would give it to us. And, oh, God, I think I heard once that we asking you tonight, God. We asking you to save, to heal, to set free in the name of Jesus. Deliver. God, I pray for my apostle, Mary Burton, God. Thank you for healing her body, Lord God. Oh, God, we're speaking strength even, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, God, we thank you that the joy of you is her strength. I've seen it. Thank you, Lord. And we pray for this leader of this line, Apostle Hubbard, Lord God. Thank you for healing her body, God. Thank you for using her for your glory, Lord God. Thank you for this woman of God, hallelujah, with determination to do what you call her to do, not only to do it, but to say it word for word. Oh, God, continue to use these women of God, all of them, God. Hallelujah. Not all names I've called, but I didn't call all the names, but all of them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for prayer warriors everywhere, God, especially those that are up in the wee hours of the night, hallelujah, interceding, God, hallelujah, God. Give us strength, God, hallelujah, God. Give us tenacity to keep going, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, God, that we're better than the that little pink bunny that take a licking and keep on ticking. God, it's because of you we take licking. It's because of you we keep ticking that you get the glory, hallelujah, out of all we say and do, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we pray for families everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bind up dysfunction in families, Lord God. Oh, God, we release love, peace, joy, the fruits of the Spirit in family lives, God, in homes, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for all the prayers, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Oh, my soul, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Praise God. We thank God for the woman of God and for all the women. Glory to God, the warriors that prayed prior to her. Praise God. I'm opening the lines now for the, for glory to God, for prayer requests. And thanking God, glory to God, for our brothers and sisters and praying glory to God. We pray continuously for our brother Black. We heard from him on Saturday. No, not Saturday. Friday that he wasn't going to be online, but I have a little concern, want to know whether he is doing all right or not, or is something going on with it, because we hadn't heard from him for a couple of sessions. But nevertheless, I've left a message to let him know we're concerned and we're praying and all is well. So we pray glory to God. And if God do have him on another assignment, then prayerfully he will let us know so we'll know how to govern ourselves in the prayers for him. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God again for all the prayers that went forth and mighty move of God for the prayers for the weekend and that word even last night. Oh, glory, about the trust and the rest. I can't remember the title, but I remember the power of how trust was reiterated and waiting on the Lord and obeying him. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for Elder. Bless the Lord. So anybody have any prayer requests, we want to go ahead and take those now. As I mentioned already about Mother McCormick is on the line, but her mouth is sore from dental work today and have a deep cleaning. And I know years ago how that deep cleaning, sometimes they got to really go deep in it. It ain't no joke. Praise the Lord. So she's on. But anyone else that have any prayer requests, I know the praise report from Mother Mitchell that said about the young man that we were praying for that had the bleed on the brain, the one that hit her cousin that had fell. And we were praying about the other last night, I think it was, that she said he's still in ICU, but they had him up walking around. So the condition on his on the brain or whatever this is with his head from having that seizure and falling, I don't know because she didn't mention that. That was on her prayer line today when I heard that information. But in the meantime, she did request prayer for continuing for his healing, but also her heart is out for him for salvation because he's one of the ones, too, that be on drugs back and forth and so forth. That praying that how powerful, she said, he can be used for the Lord. He can turn his life around. So his name is Kent or Kenneth. Praise the Lord. So have him before the Lord, too. Praise God. Anyone else that have a prayer request?
I have a prayer request. I'd like to pray for Pastor Alford. Pray that
okay.
God continue to strengthen him and that strengthen First Lady also. Also like to pray for Ruth, that she be strong and that she seek the Lord more.
Okay, for Ruth, okay.
Ruth is a sister at the church. You remember I told you about one lost a sister?
Yes, ma'am.
So like to pray for her so she gets stronger. And also, let's leave it at those two.
Oh, no more, ma'am. I was just trying to make sure I hear what you said. I'm writing it down.
Okay, did I tell you Emma?
No, ma'am, you didn't say it yet.
Sister Emma has problem with her legs. So we just pray that God help her to continue to stand strong and don't give up.
Yeah. Pray for Emma and her legs.
Uh-huh, because that's what our daughter told me and stuff, that she having a little problem with her legs.
Okay, so you won't be discouraged. Okay.
Yeah, Pastor Alford?
Yes, ma'am. I have Pastor Alford and First Lady.
And
well,
First Lady, yeah,
also,
you know?
The pastor. Yeah, the pastor, both of the pastors, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sister Elder Johnny May, would you pray for the request of Mother McCormick, I mean, Mother Alexander just said, for Pastor Alfred, both of them are pastors, but she's the first lady and the pastor there for them. And also for Ruth, that lost her sister, but she's for her to be strong in the Lord because evidently it's weighing heavy on her heart. And for Emma to be strong and don't give up, evidently. You know, the enemy try to depress some people so when they get sick or some things happen to them. So take those prayer requests now.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we present Pastor Alfred and First Lady Alfred before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to strengthen them. Continue to use them for your glory, Lord God. And, oh, Father, we bind up every attack of the enemy that tries to come against them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we keep them in prayer. You told us in your word to pray for the very elect because it's possible the enemy would try to deceive the very elect. So, Father God, we keep these pastors and all pastors in prayer in the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever they're going through, meet every need, hallelujah, that they have, both physical and spiritual in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for the works that they're doing in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, we pray for Emma in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to touch her legs, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let her lay hands on herself and speak over her own leg in the name of Jesus. We bind up every problem that she's having in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak in strength to those legs. Hallelujah, Lord God. Strength in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we ask you to bless Ruth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help her to realize it's okay to mourn, Lord God. But, oh, God, you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, Lord God. Oh, God, help her to keep her focus on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up the enemy of trying to make her feel down because of her sister, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help her to realize that this is the path we all have to take, Lord God. None of us like to lose a loved one, Lord God, but give us strength, God, in the midst, God, in the middle of it, Lord God. Help her to think on the good things, God. Hallelujah, the good times that she and her sister had, Lord God. Hallelujah, and thank you for them, and you get all the glory out of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Bless God. Anyone else? Mother Alexander, you pray for Mother McCormick's mouth for a quick healing in that, in Jesus' name, for my dental work.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, you hear the request for our sister McCormick, Lord God. But we know that your word tells us, Lord God, if we pray. And you also tell us, Lord, by your stripe we are healed. And you see and feel everything that's going on with our sister McCormick, Lord God. So we ask in you, Heavenly Father, we all touching in agreement with this prayer, Lord. But you touch our mouth, Lord God, because we know that nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And we know right now that you are doing it right now in the name of Jesus. Bring complete healing in our mouth, Lord God, complete healing, that she can get up in the morning and open her mouth and even sing to joy of the Lord, speaking and dancing and singing to your glory, Father God, because we know that you have already done it, Heavenly Father, because you said ask, and believe when we ask, we receive, and Lord, we believe, Lord God, that you already done it for Sister McCormick. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. I want us to keep the, in the, for everybody to continue to keep the prayers for the Cunningham family of Pastor Bird, her niece, husband's family, loss of the father, loss of the brother and the mother in that accident when he was driving under the influence. So that family is on that side. It's hurting. So we want to keep those prayers going for them. God continue to bless and comfort and encourage and strengthen them Praise the Lord. And we want to praise God for all the ones that God has blessed and been delivering and healing and bringing forth, glory to God, his magnificent power, glory to God, for the answers of the healing, for the deliverance, for the encouragement, for the mind regulated. And Minister Brenda had made a request before she came on, evidently she wasn't able to come on tonight. But anyway, the request was before we had prayer tonight for her son. I got the sons mixed up. I thought it was Kenneth, but it's Oh, you there? If I'd have had you praying, if I know you're there, I look for your number.
I'm on my other phone.
Well, see, you got to give me that number so I know what we're on. Other than that, you want to pray or you just want to go ahead and pray for your son?
Go ahead.
Okay, then. And go ahead and tell the request instead of me saying you ahead do it as your own, but you have to give me that other number so I won't miss you in prayer.
I'm just asking everybody to lift my son, Charles Jr., up in prayer as he got these charges for first-degree murder and strangulation of death. I'm just praying that they're charging it with two different public defenders. So I'm just praying that God intervene in the midst of this and he get the glory out of it. But I'm praying for his salvation and for God to keep his mind.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad you put that part in because I was just getting ready. Because I know you asked about that and we were talking about that earlier. In Jesus' name. Mother Willette, would you take that prayer request for Evangelist Brenda?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you that you know every situation, every circumstance that Sister Brenda's son is going through. We lift up Charles Jr. We pray for his mind, first of all. We pray, God, that if he has not surrendered his life to you, that he will. And, Lord God, he see that he needs to turn to you, especially in this situation. But we pray, Father God, and intercede on his behalf. We lift him up and we pray, Father God, for his public defenders that's supposed to be the ones that's going to assist him in these charges, Father God. Dear God, you know all about it. You know the situation. You know the circumstances. And, Father God, if someone was murdered, we know, Lord God, vengeance belongs to you. But we pray, Father God, your divine will be done on his behalf in the name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that you've taught us that in 1 John 1:9, he that confesses his sins, you are faithful and you are just to not only forgive our sins, but to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So I pray for him. And, Lord God, people are in this country are supposed to be innocent unless they're proven guilty. And we pray, Father God, if he's innocent of these charges, we pray your will be done and that he is not convicted. We pray, Father God, that even the sentence will be what is just according to your divine will if he is guilty. We pray for his family, Lord God. Sister Brenda, we know it's such a hard thing, but we pray, Lord God, that you will be in the midst of this situation. It seems a hard situation. For us, it seems to be hard, but it's nothing to you to handle this situation. We pray for not only him, and we know that there are people that are in prison that, Lord God, are unjustly placed in prison, and we pray that this is not the case on behalf of Charles Jr. We lift him up. We pray, Father God, that he will see that even in being pronounced these charges, if they are against him falsely, Lord God, we pray that he will see that it's time to surrender his life to you and to look to the hills from which is come his help, and that is from you, Father. We lift him up. We pray for the family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, your divine will be done in the name of Jesus, and you keep his mind. Sometimes people, when they're falsely accused, Lord God, they go through it. Even when they're rightly accused, they go through terrible things. The enemy tell them all kind of things, but we plead the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, inappropriate thinking in Christ Jesus' name. And as the scripture teach us, let this mind that is in Christ be also in us. And we pray that mind that's like Christ also be in Charles Jr. We pray for his soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift him up to you and pray for Sister Brenda as well. We bless her and her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, Father, I do thank you tonight for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayers. Thank you for your warriors. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing Pastor Bird wherever she is right now, that all is well. And glory to God that she continue to rest well. Pray, glory to God, that you continue to keep them covered under the blood, or either she is talking with her family. We pray, God, that you bless Brother Black, whatever's going on with him and what's happening in his life, God, that you will bless him and that he'll hear your voice to be able to direct it, be directed by you and led by your spirit. We pray, glory to God, for Sister Alicia. Bless her, strengthen her body and keep her while her husband yesterday evening caught a plane to have to go to Texas, and between Texas and driving from flying there, and then have to drive from Arkansas to fly there, and then fly and drive the whatever the vehicle is for him, as him being an engineer working for this company. God, we pray for his protection and shield while he's out, but pray for Alicia and her family while she has to continue to take over and do whatever's necessary and travel still yet from various from that job to get back home. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her that she can be protected out there on that highway, cover her family. Pray, glory to God, for the Yuli family, too, and pray for Carmelita, even the various things that she got before the Lord. We pray for all of our families. You know what's going on with each one of them, whether they're children, the grands, the great-grands, or other extended parts of our families, whatever is happening in our lives, as even us and our bodies and our minds. And thank you for that time that you bless us as the eagles coming together for the divine connection. Hallelujah. Here, where you move so miraculous. Thank you how you touch even the hearts of those that have already spoken, how God has blessed and even touched and ministered, all being on one accord, even Pastor Bird was saying last night, looking forward to whenever God bring us back together again. But God, I'm just so elated by the power of your anointing, everybody being on one accord, and how all that went forth, that you were getting the glory. Help us every day as you continue to bless on this prayer line, that you magnify yourself even the more in the healing, the deliverance, the encouragement, the wisdom, the understanding, even those that you send to preach and bring the message of the gospel. We thank you for it, and we just love you and appreciate it. We bind Satan up in all of the courts, every set up, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated right now. We cancel your assignment, you foul and unclean spirit, and that we will be in a place that we continue to seek the face of the Lord and obey him and get anchored down in him and know who we are and go back, stand on who we are in Christ Jesus. God, we pray for those things that are going on in out there, glory to God, over in Ukraine, hallelujah, and Russia right here in this United States, and Morocco as well as Maui in the name of Jesus, and things that are going on even on these streets. We can't do nothing but give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for keeping us, but God, praying intercession for deliverance to take place. Pray for our own minds, that we'll keep the mind of Christ while we're hearing and seeing all these things, that we cast these cares and concerns back to you. Don't let it be just lip service that we just cast, but actually cast it so we can have the peace that you've given us that pass all understanding in the midst of all the challenges. We love you. Thank you for the food, the clothing, and the shelter. Hallelujah. We can't take it for granted. We love you, and I bless you again, and you are so wonderful. You glorify you. Oh, hey, God. Thank you. Help us to give that praise to you in spite of that we can be glory to God in a place. Hallelujah. To say that yet praise, because we're going through and we're coming out. We're going to stand and be an overcomers, triumphant, and victorious, more conquerors in Christ Jesus. We love you today, God. I bless you. I just want to give you praise. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Hallelujah. Even what we just experienced. God, let us not hold back the praise that belongs to you. Hey, God, it's Shobo Mosunday. You said we don't know what the press was, we also, but the Spirit does. But God's praise belongs to you out of our lips. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, the more to your will, God. Oh, I love you and I appreciate you, Jesus. Saving me, delivering me. I'll continue to deal with my mind that I will come into the mind of Christ the more. Being not anxious for nothing. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, by God, I'm praying that your people learn to praise you. Not just to pray, but not just to hear the word, but that's part of what you say. Everything that has breath, praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't give you enough praise, but we always bring our petitions, but we don't bring the praise. Ah, yeah. Oh, God, help us to be more sold out, to fall in you, in love with you with all our mind, body, soul, and strength and everything in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I pray we got to learn how to loose the praise. Don't let our mind be meditate on our problems and doing this prayer like it's a duty. Help us never to get to a place like it's just a duty. But help us, Lord, to appreciate you for blessing us to be able to pray and stand in the gap, to be able to have power to bind and to loose, to be able to have joy and peace. Help us, glory to God, to appreciate you like never before. You are so worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Even in the traveling mercy every day. Hallelujah. Wake up and be in our right mind in the name of Jesus. Have activity of our lips to be able to see and to hear and to walk and talk. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you even for the financial blessings, even in the midst, glory to God. Hallelujah. I even thank you for the testimony coming in with zero glory to God, even when I got there. But, Lord, even in the provisions that was made, my dear sister, was not just exhorting them, but thank God for being able to hear God. Mother Willette and Mother Alexander put something in my hand and did not even know that it was on zero. Hallelujah. Tell me about my provider. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, he's awesome. Thank you, Jesus, for being determined to be on the post no matter what. But God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, what a mighty God. But all the things he do and breathes on us every day. Oh, just the fellowship, the love we have one for another, that God is teaching us the more how to give. Hallelujah, because he gave his best for us to give back. Hallelujah, out of our hearts, our love, our time. Hallelujah, encouragement to others in the name of Jesus to be the witness, to be the light. I bless you for it, Jesus. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Barbara, on the line that you bless her, God, you know what she go through. You know, hallelujah, how she feel about her son and her family. You know what she go through. Hallelujah, when the enemy tries to fight her, her things, glory to God, that he'll try to hold on to, glory to God. But I thank you for yokes being destroyed, that she will be even in a place of more joy and more peace and be able to release us and more in your hands and letting go and letting God. Because he's her healer and her deliverer. In the name of Jesus. If it wasn't for God, none of us were breathing right now. None of us would be able to walk or talk. But God, because of you, help us to show our love back to you and not live in the past, not let the enemy hold us bound and crippled or caught up in a jail cell, glory to God, and going out for work release, that we'll stand, God, to glorify you in the midst of all the pain. And this because we're going through. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I fear no evil, for you are with us. Hallelujah. And you got a plan for us. That is good enough for you. Give us that expectant in to bless and to prosper us and to give us that future. So we can't keep looking in the future. We're going forward and looking up to the hills with coming to our help. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you again. Thank you, Lord. For the prophet and the apostle and all those that are here on this line. In the name of Jesus. We bless you. Glorify you. Thank you so much.
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Glory.
In the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Minister, Anuma came on late. Did you have a prayer request? I know I had your name already in some prayers already, but it was a little quick prayer. You had anything you had? She must be having us on pause. But in the meantime, we thank the Lord and we give God glory. Praise the Lord for all that he's done and doing. In Jesus' name, I love y'all so much, and I thank God, woo, again, for just he's so good. I'm telling you, he's sweeter than honey. He's so good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. That's Mother McCormick saying thank you, Lord. That's her voice.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorify the Lord before morning, Son Mother Alexander. He glorified him now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Bless the God. Take out the pain, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I love you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your manifestation of your healing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For being able to go through and still go to work, still go to church, and
yes,
even with preaching, ministering the word, even after hearing the news that day. So God bless and encourage you. That's where the more and more we get closer to the Lord, and he draws nigh to us, we draw nigh to him, and he approves himself. And he said, the flesh might be weak, but the spirit is willing. Thank God where your heart is to have the Lord to help you through it all. So thank God for you representing
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We know you have your moments like anybody else. But the Lord's blessing and proving itself in you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We give God praise. So continue to glorify him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
bless the Lord on your trip down there. When you do that, go to God, give you favor and protect you, bring you there and back in Jesus' name. And nobody harass and agitate you while you're there. God bless you and send the angels before you in Jesus' name when you get to Orlando. Amen. Next week.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord permit the
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Cover us, Jesus. All right, then the Lord say the same. I'm going to say so long with the praise and going out with a praise and glorifying him. Praising. So long. Praise the Lord. So we just going to leave the line with praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for salvation, God. Thank you for touching the family. Thank you for touching the family. Thank you for opening our eyes and ears, God. Thank you for giving us strength to keep trying, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for the courage and the encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for our sisters and our brothers and glory to God that love the Lord and concerned about each other. Thank you, Lord, for those glory to God that we yet believing that they're getting ready to change their life and turn their lives around. Thank you for those that have been compromised and now they're coming to a place of conviction to change. Thank you, Lord, God, for those that we are praying for and believing. Hallelujah for change. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord, God. Thank you for raising those from a dead situation, reviving and restoring. Thank you for waking up for the youth that come against our youth and their minds and that glory to God trying to take them on of this world system, glory to God, that they can't find their way, hallelujah, to find out what truth is. But God, I thank you. You are glory to God, turning things around for their lives. We believe in you. The warriors rising up to glorify the Lord, no matter what it looks like. As you said, man, it's not what the fear of God looks on the heart. We're going to speak it and decree it until it manifests. Hallelujah for their salvation and deliverance, for their awakening, for their strength, for their courage to stand. They don't have to something to know something to whatever the world is offering. They don't have to be validated by the world. The blood of Jesus. Glory to God, and for our eyes to come awaken things that we might have missed. God, we're thanking you bringing truth to us that we can come up higher, God. In the name of Jesus, I love you. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you again for taking our minds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Helping us all throughout the night. Your word coming alive. Praying more and more to get in your word. More and more. More and more to seek your face. More and more to believe you. More and more to trust and rest in you. More and more to help us one to another. More and more to encourage one another. More and more to lift our pastors and leaders up. Especially those ones that are standing and glory to God and trying to live right. Praying for our glory to God, our families, that we won't be afraid to be standing and say the truth in the house. Glory to God when things are not right. And when you tell us not to say nothing, that's what to pray. And don't let it glory to God bother our minds. Hallelujah. To give those prayers back to you. Because you got the answer for whatever the situation is. They might not hear us right then. But all through the power of prayer, you got a way of putting somebody in task or dealing with us in our sleep or our rest. Hallelujah. That when we rest in you, you show yourself strong in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you today. Help us, God, to be determined and committed and stand firm and steadfast. And Lord, let us not be weary in well-doing. You said, glory to God, we'll reap if we faint not. Help us to not be faint-hearted. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
No worries.
Thank you, Jesus.
Many people say don't still yet, even though some drop, we still got a lot to still roll by the Lord. There's something about being in God's presence. Hallelujah. There's fullness of joy. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In his presence. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Feel when you come out the wilderness, lean it on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you Just over to God, He cleansing our hearts and clearing our minds. You can get to a place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for truth.
Hallelujah.
Wear this armor in the right place. Tighten up everything that we need to in the armor while we're going through the trial. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
I don't know what else to say, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.
All we want is someone that will obey and glory God, do what He says. Amen.
Yes,
help us in our weakness that we get strong. Hallelujah. And stand firm. Thank you, Jesus. Living water springing up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
As well as the living water.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Nobody
bless
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I love you, and I love Jesus. I love what He's doing in the midst of. As the Lord bless, I pray you continue to let the overflow come out to give Him glory and pray God's blessing. And shalom, shalom, shalom. Oh, my God. Give Him. He is worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Blessing
God
upon
bless,
you too,
love
then.
You, love you.
I love
you too.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus
Thank you, Jesus. Sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. Sweet communion. Sweet communion. All right. I love you all. Continue to be blessed and encouraged and protected and shielded and wisdom of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just reign in you, and then we will be closer, drawing nigh to him, and we'll be able to speak and decree and declare more of healing, deliverance, and encouragement, and just see the hand of God in operation in our lives and in this time, and even in our own country, in Jesus' name, for a turnaround. But in the meantime, we'll still keep the praise going while we're waiting. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you have a wonderful night, wonderful week, and month and years. Anticipation of expecting to see greater things yet to come. Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.